Begin the current daf, Masech Tzivach and Daf Chav Tes. Begin 5 lines down from the Tam of the Yamed, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf, and that is the Gemara, which explained the halacha of our previous Mishnah, regarding the differentiation between the psul of Machshav of Chutz L'Mekoymei and Chutz L'Zmanei. When he's doing the Avodah, a thought that he wants to have it eaten, whether on the Mizbeach or by a person, out of the time that it's allowed to be eaten, then there's going to be pigul, it's going to be invalid, and whoever eats from that carbon who had that psul machshava is going to get karas. In contrast, by chutzim kaimai, it's going to be pasul, but there's not going to be a liability of karas, and then the Gemara asks, how do you know that differentiation? So on that, the Gemara had first introduced Rabbah, who then the Gemara had a question, and then Abaye said, unlike Rabbah, that he was learning from one pasuk, says it's because there's two different psukim. It's a pasuk in Parashat Tzav and a pasuk in Parashat Kedoshim. Then the Gemara fell over that approach, and ultimately Rava said, no, we actually know it as Rabbi originally said it, but as we explained at the top of this Amud from Rashi, that there, once we got to Rava, we ameliorated that question that we had on Rabbi originally, and we know from that one pasuk in Parashat Tzav, where it discusses both Chutzim Kaim and Chutz Zmanei, that when it says, by the singular terminology, that one of them is going to get karas, I was referring to Chutz Zmanei and not to Chutzim Kaim. So that's how we know Chutz Zmanei gets karas and not by Chutzim Kaim. Now, however, on that, the Gemara continues and says, Amalir HaPapa L'Rava. So, Lididach, according to your interpretation, not like Abai, who is learning from two of the Mesukim, so Shlishi the Parshas Kedoshim to you, that other Pasuk, that also mentions the idea of on the third day, which is the reference to Chutz Zmanei, as we say, it's not really eating on the third day, but the Machshava of Chutz Zmanei, and also the Pesukim allude to Chutz Zmanei over there. So that Pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, my Derash Tebe, what are you going to expound with that Pasuk? With Abaye's approach, that was what the two pesukim was for. One in Parshat Tzav was for Chutz Zmanei, and the one in Kedoshim was for Chutzim Kaimai. But you're already learning them both from the same pasuk in Parshat Tzav. What do you do with this pasuk that references Pigul in Parshat Kedoshim? So says Rava, Hahu mi boile. That pasuk is necessary to say a different halacha. What does Shlishi come to teach? L'makim shiyehe mishulish bedam bebasar ubeimurim. It's coming to teach regarding the machshava of Chutz L'Mekoymei that it will not negatively affect the carbon only if, for example, like by Kodshei Kodshim, where he's having in mind that he wants to have it eaten out of its perimeter, meaning out of the Azara, or by Kodshim Kalim, to have it eaten out of the city of Yerushalayim, where those are places where they have the three elements that at times in history, these are things that were able to have all these three elements of the blood being thrown over there, the meat being eaten over there, and the sacrificial pots being sacrificed over there. Which excludes, if let's say they had the machshava, to do it in Chutz L'Mekoymei, not outward, but actually inward, to have it done in the Heichel, then actually that Chutz L'Mekoymei would not invalidate. Because it has to be that the thought process will be in a place which has the three elements of Dam, Basra, and Nimurim, which is only Chutz L'Azara, which at the time when there was a heter of Bamis, then it was actually allowed to do it out of the Azara, excluding the Heichel, which never had a time when it was permitted to sacrifice the Imurim or to have the meat eaten over there. And that's what the Pasuk teaching. It has to be a Makom Mishulish, but if the Machshava of Chutz L'Mekoymei is in the Heichel, it actually would not create the Psul of Machshava Chutz L'Mekoymei. So that asked Rav Papa, but then typically Mikra Kama. But then I should know that even from the first Pasuk, that in Parashat Tzav, I don't need this extra Pasuk in Parashat Kedoshim, because the Pasuk in Parashat Tzav says, in Me'achel Ya'achel, which we had said in the previous Tav, that double terminology, Me'da'afke Rachmana B'loshen Shlishi, what's this He'achel Ya'achel? We said, B'shtei Achilis HaKasim Medaber, it talks about the psul of Chutz L'Zmanei, and there's the extra wording over there of Shlishi, and in that same Pasuk we said comes to teach us, Chutz L'Mekoymei. So if in that pasuk we already have a reference to Chutz L'Zmanei, Chutz L'Mekoymei, and the word Shlishi, what is that? It's an extra terminology. What does that come to teach? Specifically regarding the Chutz L'Mekoymei, must be, it's coming to teach, Sheyehi Mokam Mishulish. So why do we need the pasuk in Parashat Kedoshim? So Rav Ashi said, Amrit L'Shmaite Kamed Rav Masna. I said this teaching over in front of Rav Masna. And Omali, he said to me to answer the question, he says, no. If we had only had the reference of the extra word Shlishi in Parashat Tzav, which in that pasuk itself has a reference to Chutz L'Mekoymei, and so maybe that should already tell Shehi Mokam Mishulish, no. Imi Hasam Havamina, I would have said Shlishi Prat. Yeah, when it says Bayeim Shlishi, that's a specific mean to say it has to be only a Mokam Mishulish, could have all these three elements, which is excluding inside the Heichel. But then when the pasuk continues, and this is later on the pasuk, Pigul, that's a klal. That's a general categorization, which says any machshav is chutzim kaimai, which as we said in the previous stav, that extra word pigul on the top of this amatu we mentioned is chutzim kaimai. Now, but then if you have a prat and then a klal, This is one of the Yud Gimel Midas Shatar Nirjashman, the Brice Rabbi Shmuel, V'nasa Klal Musav Al Prad. Then the subsequent Klal, the general statement, which doesn't differentiate, Olchutz L'mekaymei, would come to add on to the specific, V'sraba Shamakaymeis, and then we would actually include all places, even the Heichel, for the P'sul Chutz L'mekaymei. Kamash Malan, that's why we need to have another pasuk, because although in this pasuk in Parashat Kedoshim, it also has the prat first and the klal, but why is it redundant? Why does it repeat again to say, no, it's specifically Makom Mishulish, and I would not know that from there, because then I would have said prat no klal. Here we're not saying that, because why is it repeated a second time? Must be it's only Makom Mishulish, and that's why we need the pasuk in Parashat Kedoshim to teach us, because we already know Chazaz Man, Chazaz Mekayim already from the pasuk in Parashat Tzav, but he's coming to teach a unique halacha that has to be Makom Mishulish, where you could have the dam and the and the baser and the emurim in contrast to the heichel, which doesn't have those elements. Now, continuing on this same discussion of the previous daf regarding the sources for chutzes manu, chutzes mekayme, and their qualifications. So, Tarban when the brisa, quoting this pasuk in Parashat Tzav that we mentioned in the previous daf, it says in the pasuk v'mi ochel yeochel mebsar zevach shlamav. Someone will eat, which we said is the shtei achilas, whether it be achilas mizbeach or achilas Adam, mibsar zevach shlama, from the meat of the carbon of a shlamim. So Amar Belez, he says, kaif aznacha lishmaya, bend over your ear to listen. I'm going to tell you what the pasuk means. B'machashiv lechol mezivchai, b'yoyim hashlish akas medaber. Not the way it sounds like the little translation, that's talking about whoever eats it, b'yoyim hashlish beyond its time, which is the halach of Neisr. It's about someone who has the thought to eat from the carbon on the third day when he's doing the avodah. And he explains, he says, it's how this literal translation sounds like. It's too much someone whoever eats from the carbon on the third day. So that says, Rabbi Laza Amrit, but then you would say, Achashu Kasher, once this carbon was already validated, when they already placed the blood, they finished the Avodah, accordingly, everything appropriate, Yavzav Yifzel, do you think by eating it on the third day, that's going to retroactively invalidate? How can something that's already kosher become possible? Therefore, it must not be talking about that. How does the karma become possible? If during the Avodah he has the thought to have it eaten beyond its time, that's what the pasuk is talking about. On that, Amar Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva asked on Rabbi Yassin, and he says, no, Hen, yes, you do find such a concept, that something that was already kosher could now retroactively be invalidated, and therefore your logic falls away. Because Mitzinu Bezava Zava, we find by a Zava and a Zava, which is the male and the female version of having a certain type of fluid that comes out of their genital area, which, if they really stop that flow, and therefore they started counting what's called the Zayin Nikim, they have to have 7 clean days of not having that flow from that area, and they counted 4 or 5 days. If they then see another emission, it invalidates and undoes all their days of purity, as the Gemara says, needed of Samach Zayin Amid Beis, where it says in the pasuk Va'achar Titar, which teaches after everything, meaning that there should not be any impurity that stops in the middle of the 7 days. You can't count 3, then have Tumma on that day, and then count another 4 days. It has to be totally straight. And so, to B'Shemer Siyem Keneged Yem, this halacha, if a woman sees Dam in the 11 days between the Nida periods, which is 7 and 11, the 7 days of Nida, then 11 days of what's called the Yemei Ziva, if any in one of those 11 days she has a Re'i of Dam, she has blood, then the next day in the morning she immerses herself in the mikveh, and she's already Tar, which means to say for all halachas of Tar, she's considered Tar. The reason why it is although she has to safeguard the next day proportionally to the previous day that she had Tumma from Dam, there's halacha mikzas yim kukule. Partial of the day is like the whole day already. Now, when she immerses herself in that day, shehin becheskes tahara. She already has a presumptive state of tahara. And yet, both the shemer siyim and the zavan zava, the kimin shiro sasru, but once they see, whether the woman being Dam or the zavan zava having their ziva coming out, that then demolishes their purity. And therefore, retroactively, any person or vessel that they had touched that day, although at that point in time was tar, becomes tummy retroactively, as the Mishnah teaches in the second paragraph of Masechta Tanit, Naf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, that everyone agrees if she sees in those 11 days and then she immerses herself the next day and then she has marital relations, that's not an appropriate way of doing things, because whatever she touches and whoever she has relations with is suspended. And the reason why it is, because if she ends up seeing that day Dam again, then retroactively, whatever she touched was going to be Tameh, and she's considered a woman who has the Tumah of the Nida, and therefore they're liable for a covenant because she was Tameh at that time. So the Rebbe says, Rebbe Kiva, Af ata al titma al zeh. So the Rebbe Yosha shouldn't wonder over here. Yeah, even though the carbon was kosher because everything was done appropriately, but now then 3 days later when the person eats from it, Sheyach zeh v'yipasel, that it could go back retroactively and invalidate. And therefore your logic is not sound. So Malay, so Rebbe gave a different source. He says, Bahari Oemer, the Pasuk says over there, Hamakriv. What does it mean, Hamakriv? What does the sacrifice have to do? It sounds like the one who's sacrificing. What do you mean, the one who's sacrificing? Which sounds like at the time of the sacrifice, we're talking about 3 days later. Must be, says Rebbe Elazar, b'shas hakrabahu nifsal. When does it become invalid? Is at the time of the sacrifice, and that's how you expound the pasuk. It says, lo yiratza hamakriv, which means to say, the hakrava will not be miratza, because it's during the time of the sacrificing, of the throwing of the blood, that it becomes pasul. Ve'ena nifsal b'shlisha, it does not become pasul on the third day, regarding if he's eating it on the third day. And Rebbe Elazar continues, says, "Oyena oimer hamakriv," or maybe it's not true. Maybe we'll say when it says in the pasuk, the one who's sacrificing, "Elazek kain hamakriv." It's referring to the kain who does the avayda. And the pasuk is telling you that he becomes invalidated from being a kain because he had this machshava of pigul. And actually, we would learn two things from this pasuk. One is that it has to be during the time of the sacrificing, not 3 days later. It's during the time of the machshava, and also that it would invalidate the kain. And that's Rebbe Elazar kishu oimer oisai. When the pasuk then continues and says it, which told about the carbon, because if that would be the case, that even the kain who brought it would become pasul, then it should say hamakriv lo yichashiv. The one who brings it is not counted anymore. Why does it say oisai, hamakriv oisai? Bezevachu medaber it, meaning referring to the carbon, ve'ena medaber b'kain, and we're not talking about the kain, meaning it's only the zevach that's going to be lo yichashiv, but the one who's makriv it is not going to be lo yichashiv. It does not invalidate him from kahuna if he has a machshava of pigul. Now, however, Benazai Omer, he says a different interpretation. He says, Oisei matam alem. He says, what do we learn from the word Oisei, it? Says, Lefi shenem, the pasuk says in Devarim, Loisa'achir l'shalmai. One should not delay from paying his vows that he had taken to bring a certain carbon in time for the into the Beis HaMikdash as a carbon. Now, Yachal af ma'achir nidra b'lo yiratza, which the Gemara Rosh Hashanah has a machlekes tanoim regarding what is the, when is bal ta'achir, when is that considered a delaying, but there is a time limit. Now, you would think, says Ben Azai, that if someone delays bringing his carbon, it actually makes it lo yiratza, makes it that it's not accepted anymore as a carbon. Tamalema, I said, that's what the pasuk teaches over here by pigul, that when is it lo yiratza? Oisai. When we're talking about pigul. Oisai b'lo yiratza, only if someone has a makshava of pigul during that vayda, that makes it not accepted. Ve'ena ma'acha nidra b'lo yiratza. But if someone just delays bringing his vow for his carbon, although it's not appropriate, but that does not make it not acceptable after that time limit. Now, Achayim Aymerim, the others say, going back to the halacha that Rebbe Elazar was proving, they bring different words from that same pasuk to prove that halacha. They say when it says in the pasuk lo yichashiv, which generally is translated as it won't be counted towards a carbon, but they learn from that b'machshavu nifsal. What's invalidating this carbon? It's in the thoughts, in the cognitions. Ve'ena nifsal b'shlisha. It's not becoming pasul on the day three because of that someone ate from it on past its time, which is on even the shlam could only be eaten for 2 days and not 3 days. Now, the reason why they learn it from these words is because that's more explicit than from where Rebbe Elazar learned it from. Because Rebbe Elazar was learning from the word hamakrib, that doesn't really tell us anything regarding the time of akrava until it says at the end that what? Hamakrib oisin that lo yichashiv. So that tells us, but in this machshava, because those words are superfluous to tell us the drasha, because it already said le'yiratza. What's le'yichashiv? That's what they're learning out from there. That's tell us it's that by the basol of the machshava. That's the end of the braisa. Now that asks the Gemara. So uben azai. So this that he uses the word oisai to tell us that only by pigul is it going to be le'yiratza, but not by when someone delays bringing his nether for or whatever carbon is bringing. So debezevach hakasim adaba ve'in b'kain. So this that we know that the pasuk is talking about, well, what becomes pasul? Only the carbon and not the kain who had the machshava of pigul menolei. Where does he know that from? The Rebbe Elazar had learned it out from oisai, which is only the carbon, not the kain. But he's using oisai for something else. So where does he know this halacha from? Says the Gemara, Iba is ema nafkele medacherim. Either you could say that he learns it from the acherim, meaning from the fact that, as the acherim explained, that the pasuk has to tell us that the carbon does not become pasul on the third day. It's becoming pasul during the hakrava. So obviously we're talking about the carbon, because if we'd be talking about the one who did the aveda, so why would it become pasul on the third day? What's happening on the third day? The owner is eating the carbon. So then the one who brought the carbon, he didn't sin the kain. The one who ate it did. So how would he get that punishment? Obviously, we're not talking about in the discussion of the pasuk in the person, but rather in the carbon. Or if Ibai says, or if you want, you could say, Medichsib lo yiratza, like the Gir says. When the fact that it says in the Pasuk won't be accepted, now, but lo yiratza zivchuhu, the terminology of it not being accepted is a terminology that applies to the carbon, because that doesn't, it's not appropriate terminology by the Kohen. It's not that he's not accepted. He'll be puzzled, but not being accepted would only be a terminology that makes sense by the carbon. That's how he knows the Pasuk is talking about the carbon, not the Kohen. Now, however, now the Gemara asks on the primary halacha of Ben Azai. Ben Azai, he's saying, Oisai b'lo yiratza. What does the word Oisai it come to say? That only by pickle it's not accepted. But ve'imacha nidra b'lo yiratza. But if someone delays his nidra, that's not going to be considered not accepted. He's violating an Isser in the Torah, but it's still accepted as a carbon. That is the Gemara Mahacha Nafka. It's from here, from the word Oisai, that you know it. But Medacherim Nafka, we know it from the drasha of the others, the Tanakh, like, Linda Brysa. Acherim Aimrim, the others say, you would think a firstborn animal that's already past its first year, which that is ma'achar, nidra, that's delaying the bringing of the carbon, because the pasuk says by b'char, lefnei Hashem techlen, shana b'shana. It says you have to eat it every year, the b'char, so you see it has to be within its year. So say the acherim, you would think that if it delayed bringing it in its year, as we contain to Medbeis, that it would be kipsuli hamakdashin, it would be like carbonus, which had a blemish, the apostle, and it would invalidate the bechor from being brought as a carbon anymore. Tamalem, that's the pasuk teaching. The varm say the acherim, b'chalt lefnei Hashem lekecha. You should eat in front of Hashem your God. What should you? Meiser de gancha, the grain, the meiser of your grain, b'goyim etc., which the pasuk says over there, u'bechoris b'karcha, and the firstborn animals of your cattle. Now, makash b'char lemeiser. So the pasuk is equating in the same pasuk the firstborn animal and the tithe from one's grain. Now, ma meister in the nifsel mashan l'chaverta, just like one's meister does not become invalid from one year to the next, although one is supposed to have the meister consumed in that year. But we find that in the third year of the Shemitah cycle is when one has to liquidate all the meister. And then he has, says, vidu meister, he confesses that I took it all out, as the pasuk says in Dvarim Yudalid. So we see, obviously, it does not become possible because he brings it after 3 years. So you see that also the pasuk is equating the firstborn animal also does not become invalidated from 1 year to the next. So you see that there is no lo yiratza b'macher karbana, that it is accepted even past this year. So why do we need the drasha of Isai if we know from this halacha of Bechar? Says Gemara, no, it was necessary. Because you would have thought to say, hanemil Bechar. What do we see from the drasha of the Achayim? They're talking about the firstborn animal. Yeah, there it does not become possible and validated if it's left to the next year. The lav b'hartzahu, because it's not so stringent, it doesn't come for any atonement purposes. Abul kadshim, but by karbanas, like a karban oila, de b'nei hartzah ninu, which they are coming to atone. Let's say a oila comes to atone for a positive commandment that was violated. A karban shlamim comes to bring peace between the Jewish people and their father in heaven. So it's coming for appeasement purposes. So ema there, I would say that since a person delayed it, actually would invalidate it from being brought as a karban, and that loy lirtzu, it should not be accepted. That's why we need the drasha of Ben Azai, that Oisai, that only pigle is lo yiratza, but someone's ma'achar nidre, even the oil or shlamim, it would be accepted. But the Gemara still asked, Bakati, but still, mahasim nafka. We actually know this halacha from a different source, a pasuk in Devarim. The pasuk says over there, and this is in Devarim, Perek of Gimel, pasuk of Beis, it says, Kisidr nedel Hashem lakecha. If someone's going to take a vow to Hashem, your God, le'ta'achil l'shalma, you should not delay to pay it up. Kidarishi dershen Hashem lakecha mi'imach, because Hashem, your God, is going to seek it from you. The pasuk concludes, v'hoye v'chochet. And because if you don't bring it on time, in you is going to be a sin. Which that teaches in you, the person, but not in your carbon, is not going to be a sin. Meaning, if you delay it, the carbon does not become possible. And this, like we said, is the end of the pasuk. So you see from this pasuk, a source that if someone's ma'acha nidjoy, the carbon does not become possible. What do we need oisai for? Says the Gemara, Ubenazai, he would tell you, that pasuk of Ahoye B'chachet is not teaching you B'loy B'kaban Chachet, because that you know from Eisai. Rather, he would darsh in the pasuk V'Ahoye B'chachet, that in you is going to be a sin, V'loy B'ishta Chachet, but the sin is not going to be in your wife. What does that mean? So, I mean, you would have thought to say, Hoyel V'am Reb Elazar, since Reb Elazar says, Reb Yechanan, that Ein Ishta Shel Adam Mesa, a person's wife does not die, Elim Kein Mevakshin Mimenu Mamon, unless they are asking from him money that he stole, the Einlein, he doesn't have to pay it back. Shemek says the pasuk in Mishli. Says him ain lachal Hashem. If you don't have what to pay back, lama yikach mishkavcha mitachtecha. Why do they have to take your bed from beneath you, which is a euphemism referring to one's wife? So Bahai of an about to acher nami mesa. So you would have thought to say that in this sin also of delaying the carbon which the person is obligated and the person not giving it, that also yikach mishkav chametachtecha, that his wife is going to die. Kamashmalam. That's what the pasuk is teaching. B'chochet v'lei b'ishtachet, but not teaching regarding v'lei b'kaban chachet, because that you know according to Benazir from Eisai, but not by Baal Ta'acha. Now the Bryce had said, Achayim Oimrim, the others say, that it says in the pasuk, where do they know this halacha that Rabbi Eliezer was saying? They know it from, it says, lo yechashiv, which teaches you b'machshava hu nifsal, what is invalidating this carbon? It's the machshava, vein and nifsal b'shlisha. It does not become possible if someone ate from it on the third day. We're talking about the thought having eaten on the third day, not the actual eaten on the third day. Now that is Gemara of Rabbi Eliezer, who he knows that from Hamakriv, lo yechashiv my overlay. What does he do with those words of lo yechashiv in the pasuk? What's it coming to teach us? Says the Gemara, look at Rabbi Yani, he needs it like Rabbi Yani had taught. Tom Rabbi Yani says, and recorded it in the previous daf, how do we know that different thoughts of psul actually excludes the ability of the carbon becoming pigle? If it's pigle, it has to be purely pigle. If there's another other inappropriate thought, it actually will invalidate, it will void the machshava of creating pigle over here. How do we know this? Shenema lo yichashiv. It says lo yichashiv, which means lo yarav bei machshavas acheris. If you want to have this halacha of pigle, not want, but if for it to happen, has to be lo yichashiv, not to mix in any other invalidating thoughts. That's one version of Rabbi Yana's teaching. Now, Rav Mari Masni, he taught a different version. He said, Am Rabbi Yana, from the same words but a different teaching, said, minayin lemachashiv b'kachim shulaika. How do we know that if someone does have an inappropriate thought when he's bringing a carbon, when he's doing the avodah, that he gets lashes? Which you read it, which is warning the Kahanim not to have that machshava. And if he does, he's violating an Issur Torah and never gets lashes. And that is the Gemara. Amle Ravashi l'Rav Mari said, but lav shem b'maisu. That's a negative prohibition, has no action to it. It's in the person's head. V'chalav shem b'maisu ain't loy in love. Any negative prohibition that's violated without an action in a passive way, one does not get lashes. So Amalei, Rav Mari answered Rabbi Yehuda. It's going like Rabbi Yehuda. The Amalav Shem B'Maisa Lekin Lav, who says that even a passive violation of a negative prohibition, one gets lashed. As we find in the beginning of Masechta Shavuos, of Gimel Mabez, Pasuk says, V'Nisim Emen Ad Boker. If someone leaves a carbon till the next day, which is what we're talking about, Be'esh Tesrafanu, has to be burnt in the fire. Now, says Rabbi Yehuda, Baha Kasav Lit Naseach Aleisesei. The Pasuk is saying that if one violates the Isra of leaving it over, there's a way of rectifying it by then burning that leftover. So that's why one doesn't get lashes, because it's a lava nitik lase. It's rectified with the positive commandment. So the reason is because a pasuk comes and rectifies it. But it sounds like, but if one would leave it over, and it didn't have the assay, then one would get lashes, even though there's no lav. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, that even a lav shem b'maisa is like in love. Now the Gemara continues, which is, this is like the seifa, as we said in the previous daf of our previous Mishnah, concluding the idea about the invalidating thoughts of chutz l'zman and chutz l'mkayma in the carbon. Says the Mishnah, Zehakol, this is the rule. Kol ha-sheichit v'amakabel v'amahalach v'azarek, which is either one. If someone is going to, during the slaughtering, which these are the four primary avodas of a carbon, which is regarding the matir of the dam, when he's slaughtering or receiving the blood or moving the blood, transporting or throwing the blood, and he has in mind lechel davar shadarcha lechel, to eat something which is normally eaten, which is meat. But the meat of the carbon is eaten by the owners or the kohen. Ulahakter davar shadarcha lahakter, or to sacrifice something which is usually sacrificed, which are the emurim, the sacrificial parts. Which, as we taught us in the previous daf, that the pasuk says in ma'achel ya'achel, which there's two types of consumptions that could create pigle. As long as someone's having in mind to eat them out of its time, tomorrow or the day after that, for whatever it's appropriate for, a murim for the mizbech, a buster for a person, then, if he has in mind kizayis chutz l'mkayma, to do it with an olive-sized piece out of the space of where it's allowed to be, that's pasul v'im karas. That's what's called chutz l'mkayma, that's invalid, but if one eats from that type of meat, it's not going to get karas. Chutz l'zmana, if he wants it out of its time, that's what's called pigul, v'chayev and love karas, and actually, if someone eats from that meat, he'll be chayev for the death penalty of dying at a young age, which is called karas. Now, on that, the Mishnah qualifies, as long as the blood, which is the permitter of the carbon, it's what allows the meat to be eaten or the emurim to be put on the mizbech, as long as that is done according to how it's supposed to be, that there's no other invalidating factor. Mean to say, if there is another, let's say, psul machshava, then it's not going to be pigle anymore, as we taught before, machshavas mitzizu mizu. So explains the Mishnah. Ketzad karav hamatik mitzvasei. How is this case of that? But the rest of it, besides the machshav of pigel, all the other part of the permitter, meaning of the blood, is done according to how it's supposed to be. Says the Mishnah. Let's say shachat b'shtika. When he slaughtered, he did it silently, meaning he didn't have any inappropriate, impure thoughts. And then kibul v'hilach v'zar chutzazmani. And then he received the blood, transported the blood through the blood with a machshav of chutzazmani. Or let's say another type of case. Shashachat chutzazmani. When he slaughtered, he had a machshava of pigal of chutzazmani. And then v'kibul v'halach v'zark b'shtika. But then the rest of the avodah, when he received the blood, then transported, he threw it, was all silently. I mean, the only thing in these cases that we're describing is only chutzazmani. Or let's say shashachat v'kibul v'halach v'zark chutzazmani. Or let's say every avodah had a machshava of chutzazmani. Says the Mishnah, Zdeva Shemakar v'amatik mitzvasi. Here he did all the avodahs of the dam. And more than that, he didn't have any other inappropriate thoughts, as we'll see that if one does, it's actually not going to allow it to be pigal. So then it's going to be pigal. That's what's called karav matik mitzvasi. Says the Mishnah, and ketzad loy karav matik mitzvasi. What would be the qualification of not having the permitter of the blood being done everything else 100% kosher besides the machshava of pigal? So let's say shachat chutzim kamei. He slaughters it, and he has a mind, I want it to be eaten beyond its place that it's allowed to be eaten. And then kibul v'hilich v'zar chutzazmani. And then he received it, and he transported it, or he threw it with the machshava of chutzazmani. So now he had both. He had not only chutzazmani, but also chutzimkaima. Or let's say shashachat chutzazmani. He first did chutzazmani when he was slaughtering. And then kibul v'hilich v'zar chutzimkaima. And then when he received it, or he transported, or he threw it, he had machshava chutzimkaima. Or another type of a case. Shashachat v'kibul v'halach v'zar chutzimkaima, where he didn't even have chutzazmani at all. He slaughtered, received it, transported, or he threw it with a machshava of chutzim kaimai, where it's not going to be considered karav matik mitzvasi to get karis if you didn't have any machshava of chutzazmani. Or ha-pesach v'achata sheshachten shaloi lishman. Specifically, the karav pesach or the karav machatas, which was slaughtered during the slaughtering, was not for its namesake. Now, that type of machshava will exclude, as our Mishnah is describing, from the halacha of pigel. Because in contrast to other karbanas, there, if it's done shaloi lishma, it actually would not exclude it from pigel because other karbanas are actually kosher shaloi lishma. So it's not a machshava that is invalidating. But by Pesach Chachatas, when it's done shaloi lishma, it's invalidating. So then, even though b'kibul v'hilich v'zar chutzazmani, when he does the rest of avodis with machshava chutzazmani, can't be pigel because he had a different machshava that's paiselus. Let's say he slaughtered chutzazmani with that type of machshava, and then kibul v'hilich v'zark shaloi lishman, which is the flip side of that one. And then he did the rest of avodis by chatas and asham, by chatas and pesach, with a machshava shaloi lishman. Or he did all the avodis of the pesach and the chatas, only shaloi lishman. But he didn't have any of chutzazmani. Says the Mishnah, zeh shaloi karav matik mitzvasi. That wasn't, it's not going to be possible to be pigul to be chayav karis because you didn't do everything appropriate besides the one machshava or all the machshavas of just being chutzazmani. Moreover, continues the Mishnah. Lechel kezayis bachutz and kezayis lamacha. Let's say he had in mind when he was doing the avoda to eat an olive size of it outside the time and another olive size of it outside the place. Now, which Rashi addresses, that seems to be the same thing we were just saying up until now. When you have what's considered puzzle but shaloi karav matik mitzvah, say that you're not going to get karas, is when you had both machshava chutzazman and chutzim kaimai. Now, the difference is because the ratio is talking about two different avaydas. And here we're talking about one avayda, where if let's say it was slaughtered with the intention of eating a kazayis tamar and a kazayis outside, that's different than what we're speaking up until now. And therefore, that's why we said another case. And the Reisha was talking about two different avodas. The Shechita was one type of machshava, and the Kabbalah is another one. Here we're talking about when it's even in the same avoda. However, Rashi says, according to the one in the Gemara who says that even this Sefer is talking about two different avodas, the reason why then it repeats it is because of the later case, which talks about when even though it's only a half a zayas of chutzazman and a half a zayas of chutzim kaimai, where, of course, it's not going to be pigle to make it chayav karas, because you have to have karav matik mitzvasi, but the chiddush in that is that it will combine to make it possible, even though it was only half a zayis of chutzazman and half a zayis of chutzim kaimai. That's why we say it over here, even though it's two different avodas, which is the same as the ratio, it's coming to teach the halach of kechatzi zayis and kechatzi zayis. Now, continues the Mishnah. So we're saying, if let's say he has a mind to eat an olive size of it outside of where it's allowed to be and beyond the time that's allowed to be, or the opposite, the Kezayis lamacha, kezayis b'chutz, the same thing, but the opposite order. I have an olive size tomorrow, or olive size of it outside of where it's allowed to be. Or even more, kechatzi zayis b'chutz, kechatzi zayis lamacha. Again, we're having two different machshavas, but it's a half an olive size beyond its space and half a zayis beyond its time. Or the other way, k'chatzi zayis l'macha, k'chatzi zayis b'chutz, first having the thought of tomorrow and then half a size olive outside. Says the Mishnah, pasul be'makaris. So again, like we said before, whether the Mishnah is being mechadish even by one avoida, or it's being mechadish in the case of k'chatzi zayis, that it's going to be invalid, because they do combine, and it is going to be psul, but it's not going to make it into karis, because that has to be only if it's karav amatik mitzvazi, but only had the machshava of chutzazman, and here he had both chutzazman and chutzam kaimet. However, Amr Bihuda, he disagrees. He says, Zakal, this is the rule. He says, it depends. Kol shemachshavas hazman kodmal machshavas hamakim. If the first thought that was inappropriate by the kain doing the avodah was first about chutzazmanai before chutzam kaimet, then he holds pigul v'chayav in the love karis. Then it actually would be pigul, and one would be chayav karis. But if he first had machshava chutzes l'mkaymai, and only then he had machshava chutzes manai, then pasul v'emakaris, then I agree to the chacham, then it would only be pasul, but there wouldn't be any karis. And Reb Yehuda is disagreeing on the whole Mishnah. And that is, he doesn't hold that a different machshava psul could void the machshava of pigal, only if that other machshava was before the machshava of pigal. Then you can't say anymore karitzas hakasha kach hatzaras hapasul, because when you already did that machshava pigal, you already had a different machshava which already invalidated. But if you first did machshava chutzazmani, then when you did that machshava pigal, then everything else so far was okay. And even though subsequently you do some other machshava, he holds it's not going to uproot machshava pigal. And moreover, Rebbe Yehuda is even disagreeing regarding the same avaida, because he holds that tavas lashon rishon. If even in the same machshava, the same avoda, he has both machshavas, chutzazman, chutzam kaimai. If the first machshava is chutzazmani, that's the primary, what's called tavas lashon rishon, as we'll see in the Gemara, and therefore it's going to become pigal, even though in the same avoda he has a different machshava. But v'chachamayim, the sages, as we mentioned them before, they disagree. They say, no, zeh v'zeh, pasul v'makaris. No, both cases, whether if machshavas chutzazmani was first or not, it's going to be only pasul, but there's not going to be a punishment of karis. It's not considered kar v'matik mitzvase. Now, concludes the Mishnah. Although we said that chutzas man and chutzam kaimai will combine, but that's if, let's say, it's for uniquely for the achilas adam or achilas mizbeach. But says the Mishnah, let's say he has a machshava lechel kechatzi zayis and lahakta kechatzi zayis. Let's say he has a mind that he wants to have a half an olive size of it to be eaten and the other half an olive size of it to be burnt on the mizbeach. Even if they both are chutzas man or chutzam kaimai, then actually the carbon is going to be kasher. Why? Because consumption and burning on the mizbeach cannot combine to invalidate it, because each one are separate achilas, like it says, im achal to achal, and each one doesn't have the requisite shear. When you're talking about achilas adam, you have a machshava psul, whether it be chaloy lishma, whether it be chutzazman, chutzim kaima, you have in it a shear of kezayis. But here, when they're two different things, one's haktar, one's achila, even though they're both for chutzazman and chutzim kaima, they can't combine, and therefore the carbon is actually going to be kasher. Now there's a machlekes amayram in the Gemara, how to qualify the machlekes in our Mishnah. Amay Ilfa. Ilfa says, the machlekes which we learned in the Sefer of the Mishnah, which Rashi already alluded to, regarding if he has a mind to have a kezayis tomorrow and a kezayis chutzam kaimai, which Rabbi Huda disagrees with, and he says, well, it depends which one's first, says Ilfa, that's b'shtei avaydis. It's talking about two different avaydis, like the Reisha, which when he slaughtered on the condition to have it eaten tomorrow. When he did the Kabbalah of the Dam then, he had a mind that it should be eaten a kezayis chutzam kaimai. That's where Rabbi Huda is disagreeing, and he's saying, but already by the first Avaida, it already was established to be pigal, and therefore a machshava of some other psul like chutzam kaimai in the second Avaida cannot uproot it. Avo b'avaida achas, but says Ilfa, if in the same Avaida that he has a machshava of chutzas man chutzam kaimai, says Ilfa, divrei akol erev machshavas havah there, everyone would agree, even Rabbi Huda, that you cannot establish a machshava pigal when there's other machshavas and psulas even in that same avodah. Now, Rabbi Yechonam, however, he says, he disagrees. He says, no, af b'avodah achas machlekes. Even by the same avodah, there's a disagreement that Rabbi Yehuda holds, like we said before, tavas lashon rishon. Even though in the same avodah he had a different machshava, but the first thought he has is the primary, as we find halacha in general, there's such a concept, and therefore he would hold that it already became pigal, and therefore some later thoughts cannot uproot that. So now the Gemara asks, Bishlam al Ilfa, we understand according to Ilfa, midiresh b'shtei avodis, from the fact that the ratio of the Mishnah is talking about when it's by different avodis, as the Mishnah explicitly says, what's the case of when it's not hamater k'mitzvasei? If you had by the shechita chutzas manai, and then you did one of the other avodis, kabbalah halacha, and zrika chutzim kaimai. So that's what the ratio was talking about, of not being a karva mater k'mitzvasei. So says the Gemara, so then Sefer Nami, we could understand the Sefer when it talks about Kizayis Lamacha, Kizayis Bachutz, where there's a Machlik, Zibid Rabbanon, that is also Bishtei Avoidus. It's continuing on the same categorical cases that the Reisha was talking about by two different Avoidus. Well, then the question is, so then why did the Mishnah then repeat it if it's just talking about the same case of the Reisha, just say Rebbe disagrees? So that's like we said, because the Mishnah is coming to teach us a Chiddush of the combination, even according to the Chacham, of Chatzi Zayis, of Lamacher and Lachutz, that it's going to be possible, which that we didn't teach in the Reisha, that's why we said it again. But it's talking about two Avaidas, like Ilfa said, because even Rebbe Yehuda does not agree by Avaida Achas. El Rebbe Yechon, according to Rebbe Yechonon, Reisha v'shtei Avaidas, it comes that according to him, the Reisha is talking about one case, by two different Avaidas, v'seva b'Avaida Achas, and the Seva is talking about a whole different case of when it's in the same Avaida. So on that, the Gemara continues, Laman Amanav, and yes, it's not so contradictory. Reisha v'shtei Avaidas, the Reisha is talking about two different Avaidas, like it says explicitly. Now, Seva, you could say, it's not contradicting, it's talking about both type of cases. It's a continuum of the Reisha. That is, Bein b'Avaida Achas, Bein v'shtei Avaidas. It's just like the Reisha, by two Avaidas, but it's also, even by one Avaida, that Rebbe Yehuda disagrees in that case, and he's going to say that even over there, if Chutz Zman was first, that it will be Pigel, and there won't be a problem of Shaloi Karva Matzer Kemitzvase. Now, the Gemara concludes by asking Tanan. The Gemara asks an Ilfer from our Mishnah. Our Rebbe Yehuda, the words in the Mishnah were, Rebbe Yehuda says, Zehaklal, this is the rule. If the first thought was that of Chutz Zmanai before Chutz Mekaimai, says if you did then pickle v'chayim lokaris, that's why he disagrees with the Rabbanon, even though a later thought is some other machshava pesels like Chutz Mekaimai, it's still going to be pickle and one's going to be chayiv karis. So it says the Gemara Bishlam Rabbi Yechon, we understand according to Rabbi Yechonon, Haina Diktani Zak Klal. We understand why Rabbi Yehuda used the words this is the rule as if it's an absolute rule. Yeah, in all situations, even by Vayda Achas, if you have Chutz Zmanai first, it's going to be pickle and there's going to be a chayiv karis. This is the rule. What do you mean? It's the same case we said in the Reisha, and it's not adding anything else, and it's not actually absolute rule, because by one Avaid you say Rebbe Yehuda agrees. So think about Kashi, according to that, of Ilfa, it's going to be difficult. What does Rebbe Yehuda mean to say when he says, Zaklal, if it's not even such an absolute rule, and it's actually only by two Avaidas, when the first Avaid was Chutz Zman, and the second Avaid was Chutz Mekaimai, that he says it's going to be Pigel, and no problem like Drabbanan. In contrast, when by the same Avaid, we're according to Ilfa, even Rebbe Yehuda agrees, that it's not going to be considered Karva Matik Mitzvasei, and one is not going to be Chayev Karas, even if the first Machshav was Chutz Zman before Chutz Mekaimai.